This is Smart Tech, episode 1616, iOS 10's coolest new features explained. Hello and welcome to this episode, which explores the evolution of mobile operating systems. Well, at least a mobile operating system, iOS 10. It's been very interesting in the last few years because iOS, a number of years ago, was so far ahead of Android and so much more innovative. And now Android is pretty much caught up. And they're kind of doing this back and forth thing. A new version of Android comes out and it does some cool new things. And a new version of iOS comes out and it does a few cool things. And they go back and forth. So at the Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple announced some new features in iOS 10. And some of these, when I tell you what they are, you're going to go, if you're an Android user, you're going to go, what? They couldn't do that in iOS 10? And some you might hear and go, hey, that would be neat if we could do this in Android. So we'll go through them. And then when they release a new version of Android, we'll do the same thing. I got most of this information from a Gizmodo article, and I will put a link to that on our website, which, of course, is www.smarttech.tv. The nice thing about the Gizmodo article is that they put some short animations or GIFs of each feature that I'm going to mention, and you can see what it actually looks like on a real phone. So here we go. The new version of iOS 10 is going to have a better lock screen. In fact, they're going to have raise to wake. It's simple, but crucial, and it's been missing from iOS. As Apple's senior VP of software, Craig Federighi, mentioned on stage, most people blow past the lock screen ever since Apple introduced Touch ID login. Now, iOS 10 takes notice of the sensors embedded inside the phone and blinks on whenever you raise the display. Life-changing? Nah. But nice. Same type of thing works on your watch if you have an Apple Watch. Interactive notifications. One of the biggest visual changes in iOS 10 is notifications. On previous versions of iOS, all you could really do is dismiss notifications or launch directly into the app. Now you can respond directly depending on your security settings or get more information thanks to 3D Touch. 3D Touch is press harder. If you press harder, it's actually a secondary press in iOS, and it looks pretty good and it works pretty well. You just have to get used to it. There's a lot of times I'm pressing and I press all the way into the phone, and then I get another function than I wanted. But once you get used to it, it's really nice. So you press, hold, and then there you are, more info. Phones without 3D Touch will also receive the feature. They'll just access it in a different way. The notifications themselves also look different, more like a frosted glass bubble than the simple Helvetica text we're all used to. Swipeable shortcuts. Apple has also introduced swipe shortcuts to the lock screen. So swiping left launches a camera, right brings up widgets, and swiping up displays Control Center. Once in Control Center, you can swipe left for a redesigned music controller, which works with any music player, not just Apple Music. And here's a big change. No more swipe to unlock. It's been a feature of the iPhone since its beginning. People wondered, well, how in the world are you going to keep the phone from turning on in your pocket? Or dialing in your pocket. And to get out of that first screen, you need to swipe to unlock. There's a little bar across the bottom, and that was an Apple invention. Swipe to unlock has been the iPhone's digital welcome mat for years. Now Apple's ditching it because it's new simple swipe-centric shortcuts. So to log on the phone, you press on the home button, activating Touch ID, and then you're ready to go. Obviously, if you press the home button with an unregistered fingerprint, you're then prompted with a passcode. If you're on an iPhone 5 or 5C, you'll have to punch in a code like normal. So the bottom line here is iOS 10 is finally making your lock screen useful. This is the one area of Android I have been jealous for years because you could customize and use that front lock screen to do all kinds of things in Android, not as easy in iOS, and now they're making it easier. Apple Music has been redesigned. The app launched last WWDC with lots of fanfare, but its design was chaotic. And now Apple's brought order to that chaos with a smarter use of color, a simpler design, and new features like lyrics and previously downloaded music. And it makes the app more genuinely useful. Now, Apple used to have an app called Newsstand, and it kicked it to the curb, and there was much rejoicing because its replacement needed a lot of work. And so Apple has made a news app that just might convince you to replace Flipboard, which is one of my favorite news readers. Section headers are more clearly defined. Apple optimized the app to work much better on smaller screens. And so far, suggestions seem much smarter than they used to be. HomeKit, Apple's smart home protocol, has been around for years, and I have had high hopes for it, and it really hasn't materialized. It's supposed to be an easy way to control and manage a system, and it hasn't been. That's why Apple announced Home on Monday, a new app sort of like Samsung SmartThings that keeps track of everything going on in your smart abode. You can create scenes for every location. So you can tell Siri good morning, and Home will automate your smart home morning settings like turning on the coffee maker, opening shades, setting lights to dim. Be kind of fun to have a hangover scene, I suppose. Maps. With the addition of third-party integrations, Apple has come a long way from the dumpster fire that used to be Apple Maps. I'll tell you what. Once I was driving through Idaho, and I was going to a hotel, and I put the hotel in Apple Maps. And it had me go off the road and up this mountain almost. There's this mountain there. So I thought, I better look at this on Google. And of course, the motel was right off the freeway. And if I had followed Apple Maps, I would have ended up, you know, who knows where. They still might be looking for me. So now Apple has cleaned a lot of this up. It offers en route traffic reports, slick animations, and better design interface for searching for various points of interest. It's not quite enough to dissuade me from Google's own version, but it's a lot more functional than it used to be. Photos and memories. If Home is a hat tip to smart things, Apple's new Photos really wants you to stop downloading Google Photos for iPhone, which is very cool. You should try it. With iOS 10, Apple is implementing image face recognition as well as smart tools that can recognize trips and automatically create a small clip from videos or photos. This clip can even be edited to fit different songs and moods. There's a new Messages. Messages has officially announced its intention to dethrone Snapchat and Facebook Messenger as the messenger app to rule them all. It can best be described as the cutesification of messaging by adding tons of new features like handwritten notes, text animations, bigger emojis, animations that take up entire screens, and a whole new app store for loading up messages with GIFs, images, or whatever you can possibly think of. It's a huge overhaul, and there's reason why Federighi saved it for the last in his presentation. And by the way, you can see Craig and the other Apple people. If you just go to the Apple website, you can look up Keynote and you can watch this yourself. Useful widgets. When Apple introduced Spotlight on iOS 9 as just a right swipe away from your home screen, the results were underwhelming. Really, all it offered you was quick access to frequently used apps and contacts. You know, woohoo. Now, that same screen real estate is essentially the old widgets drop-down menu. You can pick and choose which widgets live in Spotlight, and you can also arrange them to give some widgets preference over others. The idea is to get people actually using widgets, and this might just work. 3D touch shortcuts. Apple demoed a cool way to pop up app specific widgets through 3D touch, and you can even add those widgets instantly right from the home screen. This is pretty cool, but some of the third party apps and widgets aren't working yet. So it works real well with the Apple stuff, not so well with third party yet. We'll see what happens when they release. And finally, you can delete Apple apps. Now, there were certain apps on the phone that always were there, were never allowed to be deleted because they're part of the OS. So Apple has made it possible now to delete these. And actually, truth be told, you're not really deleting the apps, you're hiding the icons. So it looks to you like they're deleted, but they're still on your system because some of them do integrate with the OS, and so they need to be there. So better said, Apple lets you hide Apple apps in, out of sight, out of mind. So Apple will be releasing iOS 10 sometime in the fall. That's why I'm doing this now, because it could happen the beginning of September, but probably closer to October, as Apple is prone to do when they say that it's going to come out in September. It's like the last day of September. So sometime during September, you should see iOS 10, and it is a free download if you, of course, have an iOS device. And this will also work on iPads and iPhones, any iOS device. And there'll also be an update for Apple Watch, which I'm going to cover in a future podcast, because some of the new features in the Apple Watch app make the Apple Watch seem like a new, whole new invention. So I'm pretty excited about that as an Apple Watch user. If you want more tech info, if you want to listen to our years of podcasts, we have them on our website. They're on all kinds of subjects. And you can get there by going to www.smarttech.tv. smarttech.tv. And when you're on the website, there's a couple things you can do. One is you can sign up for our newsletter. It's really easy to do. Up in the top right-hand corner, just put your first name and your email address, and we will send you relevant smart tech information, very few and far between. We do not sell that list. Nobody else gets that list. It's just about our smart tech family. You can also go down to our Facebook page. Facebook is our most looked at vehicle, and most people leave comments on Facebook, not on our website so much. So you can do that either place. You can leave a comment on our website. You can leave a comment on Facebook. We read them all. And you get there by just clicking on the Facebook icon on the right-hand side of the screen when you go to smarttech.tv. You can also listen to Smart Tech on various networks. Now, this may be a weird thing to say to people who are listening to Smart Tech because you're already listening, but you can listen to Smart Tech on various networks. Of course, the most popular way to download Smart Tech is through iTunes. And we have a big old iTunes button on our website. You click on that and you can subscribe in iTunes. But let's say you're using some other type of podcatcher, a program, you're in Android, whatever. You can click on the button that says RSS, and that gives you our RSS feed address. If you copy that and then paste it into your podcatcher on your device or your computer, you can automatically download our episodes for free. But we're also part of some other networks. We're part of the Stitcher Radio Network. You can go to Stitcher.com and they have a player and you can play us. We're part of TuneIn with some of the biggest radio stations in the nation. We're also part of the same network, the TuneIn Network. There's a button on our website. You can also listen to us in Google Play. Google Play is our newest network we're part of. We're very proud of that. And even though this is an iOS episode, you can do Google Play on iOS and Android. And it's certainly the easiest way to subscribe on Android. So all you do is click on the Google Play button, and they'll walk you through how to subscribe to Smart Tech. It will automatically download to your device, and then when you listen to it, it automatically deletes it. It's pretty neat. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.